Last month on The Takeaway, we covered the substandard conditions that many military families endure in privatized housing. And now new reporting from Reuters brings us a new slice of the story. According to that report, one of the U.S. military's largest private industry landlords, Balfour Beatty Communities, has been falsifying its maintenance records for Tinker Air Force Base in Oklahoma. The company has lied about completing maintenance requests from military families on the base in order to receive monetary incentives from the Air Force. Reuters reporter Michael Pell has been covering the story, and I asked him how Balfour Beatty went about falsifying these records and hurt families in the process.
So Balfour Beatty had a couple of systems for doing this. One of the systems that came to light the earliest was they would maintain a shadow set of books. So when a resident called in a complaint, the call was supposed to be entered into their computer system, which would start a clock ticking on how long Balfour Beatty had to respond under their contract in order to win incentive fees. Balfour Beatty would not enter it into the system. They'd write it down on a piece of paper. And then they would only enter it into the system after they had completed the work. And instead of entering it for the day that it had been called in, they would enter it up to a month later.
So we talked a little bit about an incentive program. How do these programs work? I mean, are places like Balfour Beatty, are they given money for fixing problems in time? Is that how this is supposed to work?
So the way it's supposed to work is that these private landlords are supposed to be able to win incentive fees for good work. So if they respond to maintenance calls in a timely fashion, they are supposed to record that and be paid millions of dollars in fees for doing the work that they're supposed to do. But the problem was or is that many of these companies would falsify these records so that way they would win the incentive fees. And as Senator Elizabeth Warren said during a Senate hearing in February, the incentive fees were almost always paid to the companies with very little oversight by the military.
But tell us a little bit about the conditions that these families were living in under Balfour Beatty.
So I've been to Tinker Air Force Base several times now, and the conditions were often shocking. I remember one family pulled out their dishwasher just kind of on a whim, and there was a rat's warren behind it. I mean, the amount of vermin that had been living back there was pretty disgusting. The mold was a huge problem. I mean, families would have mold growing on their bedspreads. The leaks from the rain, from the plumbing was terrible. Something that they had to live in these dank environments for years.
Was the Air Force or the military aware of these problems and the lack of the fact that Balfour Beatty was not actually fixing the problems? I mean, it just feels like these are families that have sacrificed so much for this country that the very least that they can get are decent living conditions.
One of the problems was that these companies were working with families that did sacrifice. They're service families, and they don't want to be viewed as whiners, as complainers, and they're not. And the companies took advantage of that. So oftentimes these families would not raise a ruckus. But the Air Force absolutely knew that this was a problem. Their housing office at Tinker warned the Air Force up the chain of command at least 18 times between 2015 and through 2018 that Balfour Beatty was falsifying maintenance records. So AFCEC is the Air Force Civil Engineering Center. During that time period, AFCEC would downplay those concerns, urge the local housing office at Tinker to move on, move past these concerns, or at the most, provide Balfour Beatty with a slap on the wrist by holding 3% of their incentive fees back.
Let's talk about how widespread the problem is. Is it just Tinker Base and Balfour Beatty, or does it go beyond that?
Now, the substandard living conditions are widespread. Some of my colleagues spoke with the Secretary of the Army earlier this year, and he said that after our stories came out last year, they started conducting their own inspections and were shocked to realize that the problem was more widespread than they had ever believed.
What are, if any, are the ongoing investigations into this? I mean, is Balfour Beatty still the property manager on the Tinker Air Force Base?
Balfour Beatty is still the property manager at Tinker. Balfour Beatty is one of the largest privatized landlords for the military in the country. They have 43,000 homes at 55 Army, Navy, and Air Force bases across the country. Right now, Balfour Beatty is being investigated by the Air Force Office of Special Investigations and by the FBI.
Is there any sense that this contract, this relationship that they have could be limited or cut or curtailed at this point? I mean, it just feels like if you're allowing this company, this private property manager, to provide substandard housing for military families, that that's a problem that has to be addressed.
Yeah, I think that what you're saying is exactly what a lot of the military families tell us. But we have no indication right now that their contract is in any jeopardy whatsoever. Part of the problem is that the military signed 50-year contracts with these private landlords. And when you sign a 50-year contract with somebody, you're giving up a lot of oversight.
Has the incentive program or the Air Force Civil Engineering Center oversight changed at all since this reporting?
Since we reported, the Air Force has decided to revamp the incentive program. And I think that they were pretty honest in recognizing that there was a problem with the incentive program and that what companies were doing was checking off boxes rather than addressing the problems that the families face.
Let's end on talking about the families here. What options do they have at this point? If they're living in, as you mentioned, conditions with vermin and mold everywhere, where can they go? What do they need?
What the families need are somebody on their side, somebody that is independent and represents the interests of the residents. Right now, it's very difficult for the military to be an independent and objective party because they have a partnership with these companies. And so if this housing project fails, like at Tinker or at any of the other bases that we covered, it's a failure not just for the private landlord, but it's a failure for the Air Force as well.
Reuters reporter Michael Pell, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.